Welcome back, everybody. Still in tangent with Luke and Brian.
Yeah, it is.
Did you notice that I basically just showed up here about 10 minutes before the show? Because I drove in from Madison after doing stuff, and I had a good idea. We knew what we were doing, but a little disorienting, and I'm like, oh, hey, how does it? I got road eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the screen now, and I'm like, oh, that's a 6. It's not an 8. Good job, me.
It's all good. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's holding down the fort in the Waukesha studios. I'm out here in Madison in our Solidarity Realty studios, taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. You can also feel free to text in as well. But we're diving into Wisconsin headlines, Brian, and this one is a big one. So we reiterated earlier, we got the Eric Toney update calling for the elections commissioners to be removed and held criminally liable, even though no crimes were committed and no district attorneys residing in any state or any county around the state found evidence to be able to hold them criminally liable. So it's talking point trying to move the needle away from his
and 6 months
bail
old
policies.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
And, get with the times.
And we've got the chair of the Assembly Health Committee resigning, Joe Sanfilippo. And it segues perfectly back into this Robin Voss story of the election investigation that's going nowhere because they've got no off-ramp, Brian. They're continuing to tell themselves this lie, and they know full well it's a lie. We've got on recordings here that we play in frequent ad spots that Senator Ron Johnson says the election was not stolen.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Republicans just didn't turn out. The Republicans did not vote for Trump. That's what it was. Paul Ryan says he had his shot. He went through the courts. It's over. And so Joe Sanfilippo, though, is leaving the state assembly, Brian, because the legislature did not do more to hold the Wisconsin elections officials accountable.
You could hold public hearings right now. You're not in session anymore.
No,
you're gone. Bye. Bye,
no,
Joe.
I have made this point before, Brian, and I think it's important to reiterate. No legislature around the country is doing more than Devin LeMahieu and Robin Voss leading this Michael Gableman investigation. What are we at? 19 months now past the election?
Like, well, let's get into this before we run out of time here, because it's important too. Because Voss's deleted emails reveal communications with election deniers, Republican officials. Great. This is Henry Redmond at the Wisconsin Examiner. A massive set of previously deleted emails released by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss last week show him and his members of his staff regularly in communication with advocates of conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election and unveil new details about Voss's agreement with the former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who has been conducting a review of the election on behalf of Voss and the Assembly. Last week, Voss released 20,000 pages of emails following an open records request. We talked about that all day yesterday with Matthew Rothschild.
Mm-hmm.
Because Voss's release of the emails was so massive, American Oversight has so far processed and published just 150 pages from the large case the group received. The emails reveal interview requests from Voss to Voss from right-wing media outlets such as One American News Network and Newsmax,
mm-hmm.
emails from lawyers who work with Rudy Giuliani and the other prominent members of the fight to keep Donald Trump in office, insights into, you know, if you wanted to keep him in office, maybe if you did anything that was worthwhile to vote for and wasn't such a jerk all the time, he might have won. Maybe if he did something for, you know, the pandemic, maybe he would have won. But he decided not to. Instead, let's just pretend like I won anyway. Insights into Gableman's contract. I editorialized there. Insights into Gableman's contract and how Gableman's investigation has proceeded since it started last June. The emails show that in January, Gableman and Voss attorney Steve Fawcett were discussing the extension of Gableman's contract with the legislature, and Fawcett suggested cutting Gableman's salary in half.
Yes, and Fawcett's suggested amendment said that Gableman would be paid $11,000 a month for January, February, and March. And if he delivered a final report, key word there, Brian, final report on the election to the legislature and the Assembly Committee and the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections by the end of February. After March, Gableman would be paid $5,500 per month until all litigation related to the review was complete. So they were going to cut it in half after it wrapped up in March. This language isn't included in the contract extension that Voss and Gableman eventually signed, and on March 1st, Gableman presented a report but told committee members that it was only a second interim report, not a final report. Voss and Gableman have each expressed frustration with the lawsuits against the review, which include local and election officials raising constitutional objections to subpoenas requesting private interviews. Because they're illegal. That's me editorializing now.
Yeah.
Gableman's review was initially given a budget of $676,000. We now know, this is me jumping outside of the piece again, that the State Assembly has also picked up the cost of $160,000 of legal fees defending Gableman's probe and illegal subpoenas here in the state of Wisconsin as well. Back into the Redmond piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner. The emails also show a flurry of activity within Voss's office as he and his staff attempted to figure out how to respond to growing calls for extensive reviews of the 2020 election from the Republican base and the farthest right-wing members of the Assembly GOP caucus.
It's probably the most he's ever scrambled to go and help out constituents who are calling him in.
By far. initially, Voss said he'd hire several former police officers to conduct a review of the elections, but eventually decided to hire Gableman and establish a, quote, special counsel to investigate claims of fraud. Investigate claims of fraud. Important, Brian, because that's all they have. Claims of fraud.
People calling in.
Nearly a year later, even the hiring of Gableman hasn't been enough to quell Republican complaints as Voss faces a primary challenge and some members of the legislature to continue to call for more extreme measures.
I'd be pissed, too, if I, you know, paid for that and got nothing.
Right. If you were told the lie, if you were fed the lie over and over and over again, the election was stolen, even though it wasn't. Again, that's a lie. But then you hire out to the tune of $676,000. A special counsel's office to go in and investigate it, and then a year later, they still got nothing? Nothing, Brian?
Nothing.
I would be upset too, but there's no off-ramp for them. They're eating the lies that they're being fed, and there's no off-ramp, so that's why you got people retiring, like Representative Joe Sanfilippo. He's choosing to retire rather than spend more time in the assembly, because what else is he supposed to do? Keep up the lie?
Well, that's what you gotta do to keep going. Once you start telling it, that's the problem. I forget a lot of things too fast for me to keep lying. I'll just get caught in it 30 seconds later. So I just try and tell the truth as best I possibly can.
Best way to do it. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We've got our friend Sean Fettenplace joining us in this next segment. Stay tuned.